You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Apple's AirPower gets the axe, rickshaws get a boost, and more news by Alex Baker Whitcomb. Pour one out for Apple's AirPower project. Apple's AirPower, the company's infamous promise of a wireless charging option, is officially dead. Apple unveiled the project in 2017 to much applause, but balked when it came to giving an actual release date. Finally, they've killed the project after concluding that it would not achieve our high standards. Guess this one didn't just work. India's rickshaws are going electric. When most people think of electric cars, they think of Tesla and the Prius. But in India, where rickshaws or tuk-tuks reign, they're trading in gas for swappable batteries. This move isn't just to hold up their end of the Paris Climate Agreement, but to improve their air conditions, which are some of the worst in the world. Since the batteries are swappable, drivers don't need to wait for a charge to get back on the road. Switch your dying battery for a full one, and you're slicing through traffic in no time. Al Gore likes the Green New Deal. Al Gore didn't invent the Green New Deal, but he does dig it. Okay, so you can call it simplistic, you can call it naive, but the American people get it. They're saying, yeah, we're for a Green New Deal. Now you work out the details. Time will tell if Congress feels the same. Cocktail Conversation. This weekend marks the 20th anniversary of The Matrix, which brings up all kinds of questions. Red pill or blue pill? Who thought up that iconic code that drips down the screen? We'll answer all that and more this weekend with our coverage, but you can start your celebrations with the best 11 Matrix scenes ranked on Wired.com. Wired recommends iPhones. Not sure which iPhone to get? It's hard. Do you want multiple colors? Does the camera matter to you? Do you want a big screen or a small screen? Home button or no? Luckily, you don't have to ask Siri. You can just use the guide on Wired.com to figure out which iPhone is best for you.